is in the town of Hunt.
They were able to escape up the hill, and they got word of their neighbor being stuck in her attic, so they went over and rendered aid and got her out. She's 92 years old.
More rain is in the forecast for the region for later today, sparking fears of additional flash flooding. President Trump has signed a major disaster declaration. The president is also scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later today. It comes as Trump has been touting a potential ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas amid the ongoing war in Gaza. Indirect talks between Israel and Hamas have been taking place in Doha, Qatar in recent days. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. The next two-year state budget passed last week in the state legislature, and we get more from Bob Hagan what that means for the UW system.
The 2025-27 state budget includes $194.5 million for Phase 2 of UW La Crosse's Prairie Springs Science Center and demolition of Crawley Hall. $189.3 million goes towards renovations at UW-Milwaukee's Health Sciences Center. UW-Madison gets $5 million to plan for eventual demolition and replacement of the Moss Humanities Building.
The teen accused in the 2024 death of a counselor at Wisconsin's Lincoln Hills Youth Prison will be tried as an adult early next year. Court records show Javaris Hurd will face a three-week trial starting February 2nd, 2026. Hurd allegedly beat Corey Pruhl, who fell and hit his head on a heart service and then later died. Pre-trial hearings are set for October. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 82. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Your hometown station.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Ben. 7:02 on your Monday morning with Billy Joel on Max FM.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. Built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. A bit too loud, oh, but that never hurt no one. So come on, Virginia, show me a sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Give you was a reputation. will be the one. You know that only the good die young. Tell you, baby, you know that only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Can you tell me what day it is?
You want answers!
I want the truth!
Well, truth be told,
you can't handle the truth!
I'll tell you what day it is.
It's National Tell the Truth Day.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Tell the truth! Tell the truth!
Truth Day?
Now they want the truth. You know, the truth shall set you free.
The truth is...
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Ben, 7:10 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company, located at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Stop on by, say hi. They're open now till 4 p.m. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high of 81. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with the low of 64. On Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely partly sunny with a high of 81. Wednesday, mostly sunny, beautiful, high of 82. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. Currently is 58 degrees and partly sunny outside of the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Good morning, Emily. Ben, how are you?
Doing great, Dave. It's a beautiful morning here in downtown Baraboo.
Yes, it is. So as you may have noticed, it is not Emily. She had something come up this morning, and I reached out to Ben and say, hey, Ben, want to co-host and have some shenanigans with me on a Monday morning?
I'm always up for shenanigans, Dave.
Me too. And this is your first time of being in studio to see the whole setup because, it's kind of cool. What do you think of this view outside
here? The view is incredible, Dave.
I love this view. This is how I'm so easily distracted by everything that happens outside the windows.
That's why.
Yes. Well, then, among about 50 other things that easily distract me as well. You know me well. Squirrel. So, did you have a good 4th of July weekend?
Outstanding. We have a big Bromley family reunion on the 4th. We do the softball game, the picnic. It's a big slice of Americana, and we got through that with minimal rain beforehand, so that was great. And then Barb and I were celebrating our 9th anniversary, so we did Summerfest and all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, happy 9th anniversary to both of you, and you managed to get through the weekend without sustaining any injuries in the family shenanigans.
I have all 10 fingers.
Congrats on that. We hope everyone else does as well. I mean, we still heard fireworks being set off last night, so I mean, everyone must really enjoy that 4th of July celebration. I'm sure we'll hear them for at least a week to come. Hey, half off your fireworks.
Yeah, right.
So we thank you so much for being here today. Normally you're here when we talk to you on Thursdays. I almost said it's Thursday and weekends are best. Oh wait, no, it's Monday. So yeah, it's kind of busy week here. We know that we have something happening going on in the area this week as well. And you know,
Something on the east side of town.
Yeah, it starts today, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Sauk County Fair, it starts today, goes through Sunday. And there, it's opening day at the fair. There's a couple of things going on, 1:30 to 6:30. Today, it's Junior Fair Non-Animal Static Judging. And tonight, it is the Junior Fair Cat Show, 6:30 p.m., free in Progress Hall. So stop on out to the Sauk County Fair. It's a great time to be out there. We look forward to it. We're actually broadcasting live from out there again this year. New location, though. That's going to... Yeah, we had to move all the way across the road at the fairgrounds. We'll be at the right at the Washington Avenue entrance, right as you come in on the left this year. So I'm excited.
Oh, it's always a special week here in Baraboo when the fair comes to town.
Yes, it is. We're happy to be out there. We're looking at some pretty decent weather. We're keeping tabs on Friday. That's the day that we do have a little bit higher chance of rain and thunderstorms. Hopefully those hold off, but broadcasting live, we'll be out there starting Wednesday with the Max FM crew, 3 to 8 p.m. Emily's going to be out there. I'll be out there. Wendy will be out there. And we're not sure who else is coming along. I don't believe we'll get Corey Hartman this year. He's traveling all over the Midwest.
Fair's canceled. No, yep. Corey Hartman.
Exactly.
Set the whole thing down.
Well, maybe I'll see if I can get Dugs in there again from Channel 15 and cheat on Corey. That was great last year. He's in there texting me the whole time I've been there. It was great. You know, I have another meteorologist in there. So we had a lot of fun with that. But so now, Ben, does your car have a nickname?
Actually, yes.
It does? What's the nickname of your car?
Yeah, well, so my main ride is a Polaris Ranger. My wife likes to call it Ranger Rick.
Ranger Rick. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. A third of Americans have a nickname for their car, according to a new survey. Now, the poll asked people what their car's name is, and the full list is pretty random. But most of the answers fit into one of these three categories. What's the first category, Ben?
Pop culture names.
And what are those things?
The Batmobile, the Love Bug, or the Millennium Falcon?
The Millennium Falcon. I like that one.
Oh, for sure. That's you must have some kind of ride, though.
Yes.
To call it the Millennium Falcon.
And that makes me wonder what someone would also call the Batmobile. I mean, the Love Bug I can see.
My wife actually has a vehicle. She has a black Cadillac that she likes to call the Batmobile.
Oh, sweet. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And number two is strong names. Again, we're talking about third of us have nicknames for our car. Strong names, things like the Beast, the Beast. Silver Bullet. I think of something else with the Silver Bullet, to be honest with you.
I think most people do.
And we won't talk about what that is this morning at the 7:13 or 7:15 in the morning. So you're either proud of your car or you're being sarcastic. And so, yeah, I like the Silver Bullet, the Beast. I can see, I mean, I imagine the Beast like maybe this big off-road truck. What do you think?
A big like F-150 covered in mud. That's the Beast.
The Beast. And now what's number three of the ways we name our vehicles?
See, now this is more my style. The self-deprecating names such as Turtle, a Slug, Puddle Jumper. My favorite on this list is Rolling Turd.
I love that one, the Rolling Turd.
It's said with love.
It is said with love. Well, I mean, we Wendy and I had this piece of junk S10 that we bought very inexpensively because we needed a vehicle to get around in the winter. And this S10 was, I will say, turd brown, for lack of a better way of putting it. And it was a stick shift truck, and it was it had a small engine in it, and the thing was in very rough shape. I mean, let's put it this way. When you went around the corner, you weren't sure what was going to fall off of it. I remember when the spare tire in the back came crashing down, and we watched the bed of the truck. We had a dump bed on our truck, and it was not meant to dump. It was just because all the bolts were loose in the bed of the truck, and it tipped backwards if you stepped into the bed of the truck that way. So it literally, we should have nicknamed it the Rolling Turd based on this, the color and the kind of condition it was in. The funniest part with this truck is there was no exhaust on it. And so it was basically a straight pipe coming off the engine. Wendy and I used to get into fights in the morning who got to drive this brown S10 to work. And it was one you had to put a block behind the tire because you didn't know if it was going to just start rolling on its own.
So it was a turd, but it was your turd.
It was our turd. I love that truck. I mean, that was one of the best trucks. I mean, it was something fun. Or you get these people that take up like four parking stalls in the grocery store parking lot with their nice car.
Yeah.
So what we would do is pull up right next to their driver's side door of their car. I wasn't worried if mine was getting dinged, but they were going to have a hard time getting back into their car. Don't try this at home, folks. These opinions are not those of Civic Media or Max FM. Maybe of Dave, probably not of Ben, but we're here. Now, what did this separate poll say, Ben?
Okay. The top things we consider when naming our car are its personality, the make and model, and how it performs.
How do you determine the personality of a car, though?
Yeah, sometimes if it's a little temperamental, you know, vehicles could be temperamental or just useless, you know?
Yes. Yeah, there is that. Well, okay. And it's funny because you mentioned temperamental. I'm going to talk about Wendy's car, and it has nothing to do with the driver. She calls it the nagging wagon, and it's not because she's nagging me. It's because her car is always dinging, beeping, flashing lights, and she has a little bit of an older vehicle. Her car does more dinging and crazy things than any vehicle we've ever owned. I've got a little bit newer one. Mine doesn't even ding and cling at me that much.
The new ones, they please look at the road.
And yeah.
Now we're correcting your driving.
Oh. Yeah, can you imagine? I'm so glad we don't have to deal with that. Thankfully, we don't have any tech like that in our cars.
Please remember to breathe.
Yeah, please remember. Please get your car back on the road. Oh, I won't even make jokes about spouses and not driving. I'm going to keep moving along because I can't drive right now. The new poll took it once.
That's right. You have to behave.
I do have to behave if I want to get out of the car. The new poll took it one step beyond personality. 1 in 8 Americans said they think their car has actual feelings. Do you feel your Polaris has feelings, Ben?
All right, let's tap the brakes, America. Vehicles do not have feelings. I'm sorry.
I would agree with you. And if someone out there feels differently, hey, you can text Ben and I, let us know. And speaking of text, now what Ben and I want to know is what the nickname is for your vehicle. Do you have a nickname for your vehicle? We want to know those nicknames. You can remain anonymous. They must be appropriate that we can say them on radio as well. If you have a nickname for your vehicle, text us and let us know what the nickname of your vehicle is. 608-355-9970, or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and let us know the nickname of your vehicle. And if you want to share how your vehicle got that nickname. Mm-hmm. So we'll kind of keep tabs on our text line. And if you text in, we may talk about your vehicle. We won't talk about you. We won't talk about who's sending it in unless you give us permission. But we're curious what the nickname of your vehicle is. Or do you think it's crazy to nickname your vehicle? When we pop back at 7:30, Ben, we'll talk about if I have a nickname for my vehicle.
Ooh, what a teaser. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what the listeners come up with.
I can't either. I'm hoping folks text in, let us know the nicknames of their vehicle. Again, 608-355-9970. Ben, and I'll be back with you in just a couple minutes. We'll get a couple songs in, and then we'll let you know if Dave has a nickname for his vehicle. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company. They're located at 108 3rd Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. They're open now. We can kind of see in the windows, Ben. We could be stalking Powerline Coffee Company this morning. Not that we do that ever.
Looking thirsty.
Yeah, just kind of peeking in and saying, hey, what are you guys doing over there? No, we're not stalking, guys. It's all good. Dave and Ben with you this morning with Don Henley, the Boys of Summer on Max FM.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, though I know you're not home. But I can see you, your brows get shining.
starts to warm.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music warnings with Dave and Ben Bromley. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company, located at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Now, Ben, we were asking our listeners to text in the nicknames of their cars, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Mini app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap text and let us know the nicknames of your cars. The first one we got in was Dora the Ford Explorer.
Nice, you bet.
I love that one. I think that one is great.
Good start. That makes sense.
Now, the other one we got in was Blue Lagoon. I like that one. So thank you to text that in. And this one, I absolutely love. This one just came in. Rattlebox Ruby.
Ooh.
It was a Ford F-150. They named it due to the color, and she likes to make different rattling noises that she just can't find where they're coming from, but runs like a champ. And so thank you to Michael. That's awesome. Rattlebox Ruby. So again, text us those car nicknames, 608-355-9970. Now, Ben, you and I were talking off air, And I was going to say, what if I had any nicknames for my vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Well, maybe we should come up with one. Maybe we should take listener suggestions.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. I mean, I do call the silver one my race car because it is kind of a fast car. But I call it the race car just because of the horsepower and the style of car that it is. And my daily driver, when I used to drive, I didn't really have a nickname for that one. And then the red one, we've never really had a nickname for either. And so... Now, I've got a scooter in the garage, which I won't be driving anytime soon either. So, yes, text those nicknames into us, 608-355-9970. Wendy's texting in that the white one should be called the stretch limo because of the amount of room that's in it. So,
okay,
it's got three rows of seating in it. It's an SUV. And so, yeah, it might be a good one. So,
Dave driving around a stretch limo.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, wait, you have a limo? Yeah, so no, we use that for hauling a lot of equipment in as well. So it is kind of our truck, for lack of a better way of putting it. So continue to text those nicknames of your vehicles in 608-355-9970 or via the free social media app. So far, out of the ones we've had, Ben, which one of your favorite? Which one's your favorite that came in?
Well, Ruby. Can't go wrong with the, what was it, rattling?
Rattlebox Ruby.
Rattlebox Ruby.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I like Dora the Ford Explorer,
right.
too.
Well, sure.
You know, so.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. So, Ben, thank you so much for being with us. You're going to be with us this morning. We'll be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries in about 8 minutes.
Beautiful.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Ben Bromley. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today at noon, we have the Reedsburg Country Club First Tee Junior Golf Outing fundraiser ending at noon. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. This afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., we have a real estate auction open house for a single family property on Maple Avenue in Lime Ridge. On Tuesday, we have the Bob and Kay Bears Estate online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. Features a large selection of crockery as well as other primitive and antique items. There is a preview at the property today on Lake Wisconsin from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. On Wednesday, we have an online-only real estate auction ending for a property on Buffalo Lake in Montello at 11. On Thursday, we have the Jim and Faye Milligan Tractor Collection online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. Check our website for the catalog at gavinbros.com. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee to kick off a key three-game series. Freddie Peralta, just named to the All-Star game, will start tonight. The Brewers with a 3-1 win yesterday in Miami. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win, holding the Marlins to just one run in six innings. Pat Murphy wasn't sure if Woodruff was ready.
His velo and his other stuff, it didn't indicate like, oh, this guy's going to go six today, but he located it well. And then the second inning, he was better. Third inning, better. Fourth inning, better. Fifth inning, better. It was like, wow. And he said, I'm coming to the end here in between the fifth and the sixth. And he went out in the sixth, and we had guys up in the pen, and it was great.
Woodruff says there's nothing like pitching in the big leagues.
You can't replicate anything that you want to in the minor leagues to get you ready for the big leagues. You just can't. You need to get in this environment. You need to get back out on that major league mound, and that take cares of everything.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
City weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 82. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
While other stations play the greatest songs for napping, we're keeping you going with more Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
With love at it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant and Ben Bromley. It's going on 7:40 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company, located at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny, a high of 81. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances, partly cloudy with a low of 64. On Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a high of 81. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 82. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 84. Currently 58 degrees and partly sunny outside the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Ben, it's a beautiful morning out there.
It certainly is. Bright and sunny here on the courthouse lawn.
Yeah, isn't that, I still love this view. We can start seeing there's a little more activity happening in downtown Baraboo as well. And the view of when the farmer's market out here is just amazing. And concerts on the square. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are so fortunate to be located back in downtown Baraboo. I remember where we got the start when I first was somewhat involved with the station. We were on Oak Street, just one block over.
Exactly.
And so the carpeted walls in the studio, that is something I will never forget. I don't know if you were ever in the old studio over there.
Oh, sure was. You bet.
And so that's one place that I was never actually on air because I was doing technical things. That's how I got my start here. Mm-hmm. And it just morphed into more and more and more.
Indeed. And now you run the whole show.
Yeah, good point. Yes, good point. Yeah, that's crazy what has happened in a matter of 5 years. So, as a reminder, we are celebrating celebrity birthdays. If you know someone celebrating locally a birthday or anniversary today, text those in 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Also, text in the nicknames of your vehicles. Ben and I are curious about those as well. Ben, we are looking at our celebrity birthdays for Monday, July 7th. And who do you see on the list to start?
I got a big one. Luckily, it's one of only two on this list I actually know. either I'm out of touch or we need to talk about who puts together the celebrity birthday list.
Right. Now we're going to have to figure out which one is the other one
know. Yeah, the top one is a big one. Hello, it's Ringo Starr. He's 85.
Wow, 85 Ringo Starr. So I'm sure that, you know, he is listening to us this morning. So happy birthday to Ringo Starr. Dylan Sprayberry is 27. Scott Beatty is lame on Teen Wolf. And Olivia's brother Henry on Light as a Feather.
I got nothing.
Me neither. I didn't know who that one was. I'm like, that one I didn't know either. So,
and Maddie Marlowe is 30. And I might, the screen went black, so now I can't even tell you who she was.
Oh, okay.
Something about Maddie and Tay, I think it's
Maddie and Tay, yes. She's the half of Maddie and Tay.
If they say so.
Yeah, and so do you know who Maddie and Tay is?
That's just that. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just out of touch.
Country singers.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, I knew that one. I've got Ashton Irwin is 31. 5 Seconds of Summer drummer. Nah, I don't know who that one is
all
either.
Right. Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony is 32. Oh, to be 32 again.
No kidding. Eve Hewson, 34. Bono's daughter. She's made in Marianne and Jamie Foxx's Robin Hood.
Okay. Next up. So I got to see if I get this right. Sinister Gates is 44. The Avenged Sevenfold lead guitarist.
Okay. That one I somewhat remember. I know this one. Me Michelle too. Kwan is 45. Yep. Figure skater and Olympic silver medalist. That one I knew on our list. And yes, that's one of them I did remember.
Yeah, Ringo and Michelle Kwan. That's all I got. Next up, we have Cree Summer, 56. Freddie on a Different World. So I should remember Cree Summer. She's been doing voice acting on Rugrats, Inspector Gadget, et cetera, et cetera.
I know this one, actually. Georgia Fox, 57. She was Sarah Seidel on CSI. So I do know who that is.
Yes.
You know the next one on our list.
Here's another one I know. Jim Gaffigan, 59. And he is described simply as comedy god.
Yes, Jim Gaffigan. Oh, my gosh. What a funny guy. Oh, my goodness. Billy Campbell is 66, the leader of the CDC team, sent to the Arctic Control outbreak of Sci-Fi's Helix. But long before that, he was the Rocketeer.
I actually saw that in the theater.
You did? What'd you think?
Way back in the 90s. Well, you said there's probably a reason it's an obscure film.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Joey Scarborough, 70. Oh, he sang the theme for The Greatest American Hero. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm walking again.
Yes. So I didn't know that you sang it. I know the song, but I didn't know the guy.
Of course.
And then we've got Doc Severson, 98, band leader on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show for 25 years. He retired when Johnny did. I remember Doc Severson and, you know, Johnny Carson. Oh, my gosh. Okay, now we're dating ourselves. This is why we remember these, Ben.
Remember Doc's wild outfits? Yeah.
Yes. I miss that show so much. That was probably one of my favorites, was watching The Tonight Show. I mean, wow. And those outfits are amazing. I didn't realize he was 98.
How about that?
Still I learned something. Yeah.
And the last one's kind of a sad note. Shelley Duvall would have been 76. Of course, she passed away this past year, I should say. She was, of course, famously Jack Nicholson's wife on The Shining and Olive Oil in Popeye.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about being Olive Oil in Popeye.
Yeah, Robin Williams Popeye, yeah.
I forgot about that one. Wow, okay. Yep, and that she passed away this year. We do have a local birthday. Gordy Young is celebrating a birthday. He is from this area, and in this area, he's worked in the area. He actually now works for Civic Media and has his own morning show as well. So
okay.
Happy birthday to Gordy. I actually worked with him at my prior job, and now I work with him again here. That's how small a world we're in, Ben, right?
Certainly.
So, yes, that is something that is just, it's neat to be able to work with some of these folks. So, happy birthday to Gordy. And as a reminder, you can always text those birthdays and anniversaries in 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Now, Ben, your normal gig is you work at the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce. And what do you do for the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce?
Well, my title is I'm the Marketing and Tourism Coordinator. What that means is I do a lot of the, you know, forward-facing, public-facing work. So our social media, I work on our website, and our internally, our newsletters, all that communications kind of stuff. But of course, you know, we're a small group at the chamber. There's only four of us. So we all do a little bit of everything.
Yes, you do. And now your videos are absolutely hilarious. You and I were talking about those a little bit this morning. Our good friends over at 12 Salon help you out when you need help with your hair. I mean, we know you need help with your hair.
I need lots of help with that, yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, those videos are just great. And again, if people want to go see those videos, where do they go see those, Ben?
Yeah, you can just find the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce on Facebook. You can find our handle on Instagram is Explore Baraboo. The Chamber does also have a YouTube channel, so I put all the videos up on our YouTube channel. And we are on TikTok as well.
Wow, TikTok as well. I did not know that.
Yeah, so, that's just the past couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mess with TikTok too much. I've not gotten into that much. I mean, even me being on social media was a thing about 10 plus years ago. I wasn't even on social media. It just wasn't my thing. And now I'm on social media all the time.
Right, an occupational hazard.
Yes, but exactly. I get to be on social media for the legit reasons of work or
right.
What we say is work anyways.
I thought I caught you playing Farmville a minute ago.
On my phone, yeah, with one hand. It was an amazing feat, pressing buttons and playing Farmville on the phone all at the same time. Forgot about Farmville. Oh, my goodness. That was a game back in the day as well. Wow. Wow, wow. But yeah, those videos, you and I did a video this summer as well. We have a lot of fun with those, and we thank you for everything that you do for promoting the Baraboo area, because that's what it's all about, right?
That is what it's all about, letting people know the many wonderful amenities and attractions and events and businesses right here.
And you're normally on with us every Thursday. We talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area, everything that's happening in the area leading up to the weekend. And summer is the busiest time of year for you guys, right?
Oh, for sure. We do our golf outing and, of course, the Big Top Parade. Those are both in June. And summer just generally is busy. We have a lot of people coming in wanting referrals, wanting, hey, what is there to do in town? What can we do if we have a group of kids, et cetera, et cetera. So the doors are always swinging at the visitor center.
Yeah, most definitely. It looks like you guys are getting a new roof over there as well.
Yes, so our building is owned by the Community Foundation of Greater Sauk County, and they're putting on a new roof.
Yeah, that looks like quite a project over there.
Nothing like having banging directly over your head, yeah.
Right. I was surprised you hadn't been rolling a video or something while that's happening out there and trying to offer to help those guys up on the roof, but you know.
No, thanks. No. I don't envy them when it gets as hot as it has been.
No, and the pitch of that roof, too, it's like I would not want to be up there.
No,
that
no
is
way.
Not my thing.
You know? I'd be like you. I'd have an arm in a sling.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing. In the summer, it is absolutely miserable having this thing in a sling. We ran into a lady in one of the stores over the weekend, and she stopped and said hi and asked what happened. And she goes, yeah, I had some shoulder issues. She goes, but thankfully mine was in winter, not in summer. Sure. And so, yeah, yesterday I felt the full effect of it. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And it's a nice color of black, too, so it absorbs all that heat.
Yeah, right.
And it's got some pink tones to it as well with the brazing that's in here. It's quite the creative deal they came up with.
Now, Dave, when people ask you what happened, I hope you're telling them that you won a bar fight.
No, actually, the common answer is I said next time I told Wendy I'd do the dishes. And so, yeah, that's one of them. I did not do the bar fight, but I think I mentioned that one time. But, yeah, Fat Guy Ballerina was another one that I came up with as well. Yeah. So, yeah, no, that's the common ones. I said, next time I'll tell them, yes, I'll do the dishes. And I feel safe at home. No one has to worry about that as well. So I'm totally joking. So, Ben, you're going to be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about the pets of the week from the Saucony Humane Society.
Sounds good.
We appreciate you being here, Ben, so early in the morning. Thank you so much. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company, 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. In addition to the Sauk County Fair, so many events going on throughout the area. Be sure to check out SaukCountyFair.com for all the details about each daily event and the grandstand show. Some of the other area events include Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser at Durwood's Glen. This event will be held Saturday night, July 12th, 3 until 7 p.m. Join for music, bagpipers, food, and drinks. The entry fee is $20 per car. Parking is limited, so please carpool if possible. This is an outdoor event at Durwood's Glen. Don't forget to bring your blankets and lawn chairs. Music will begin at 3:15, continue at 4:30, and then 5:45. Again, this is Saturday, July 12th. It's Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser for Durwood's Glen. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization is going to be hosting a Brat Fry. This is going to be on Saturday, July 12th in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Viking Village BP. Brats, hot dogs, burgers, and so much more. Credit cards are accepted. Again, this will run from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Reedsburg at the Viking Village BP. It's a Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization Brat Sale. All the details about the organization and the Brat Fry can be found at booseniors.org.
World Finance, with offices in Baraboo and Reedsburg, welcomes you to the Sauk County Fair. World Finance helps customers navigate their financial challenges, offering loans from $300 to $8,000. Stop at the office or call 608-356-2294.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
You hear that? Mm-mm-mm. That's Mike, sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. Mm-mm. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7
Hey, you're right.
I'm telling you on how I feel, on how I catch your mind.